It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast with Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
There are historical actions that this president has taken that has shown, the data shows, that the economy is in a better place. But I understand, we understand that Americans don't feel it right now. That's why we're going to continue to talk about junk fees, making sure that that is something that we deal with, right? Making sure that we're beating Big Pharma and lowering drug costs for Americans.
White House press secretary talking about the disconnect. Let's talk about the U.S. economy with Austin Goolsbee, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. Austin, good evening. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, it's kind of you to have me back, Brett.
You know, we just heard some of this, the White House trying to deal with this disconnect. Take a look at this. The economic gains under President Biden, the Dow is up almost 20%, jobs added 9.9%, hourly wage average 14%, the new median home prices up 9.7%. But then look at this poll. Biden economic policy impact, has it helped you? 14%. Has it hurt you? 46%. We've got this Fox poll that has these numbers. Have you been helped? I mean, that's a major, major difference. Austin, how do you explain that?
I don't know that I can explain it well. And I try to avoid the political context of that in the case of the Fed. As you know, the Federal Reserve Act gives the Fed a job to maximize employment, stabilize prices. So if you look at the employment side of the numbers that you described, they've been extremely strong. If you look at the inflation side, while we've saw improvement in 2023, they haven't been good. We had inflation. We've been dealing with an inflation crisis similar to the crisis facing a lot of the advanced economies. Normally, the Fed, since it's by law, has to care about the actual numbers. That's where our main focus has been, rather than on how do people feel it. And the only thing I will say is we always cared about consumer sentiment because it was a good leading indicator of actual consumer spending. But over the last 10 years or so, its role as an indicator of consumer spending has kind of broken down. So for whatever is the reason that's driving that divergence, which has never been bigger between the actual numbers and how people feel,
right,
it's less on the front radar screen for the Fed because our job is to look at what the actual numbers
are. Yeah, well, let's talk from Fed perspective about, is it a concern that wages have not kept up with inflation? And maybe this explains some of this, the feeling part of it.
Yeah, I think there's an element of the cost of living that always becomes an issue when there's inflation. And that for sure over the last 2-3 years has been the biggest negative in the economy, has been that we missed so badly on inflation. And like I say, that's a dilemma that's facing all the central banks and all the advanced economies of the world. I think the other things that in the past have been correlated with people not feeling it are very public prices, like price of gasoline, price of groceries. They tend to have an outsized impact on how people feel, tends to lag a bit actual economic conditions. It takes a while for that to work its way through. And there is always a partisan component that has risen up. When Donald Trump's the president, Democrats reporting they don't feel it on the economy. When Joe Biden's the president, the Republicans saying they don't feel it on the economy. So there are a lot of factors that are floating around in there.
We'll continue right after this.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
If the Fed is still serious about meeting that 2% goal for core inflation, is it helpful for the Fed and the chairman to be talking about as many as 3 rate cuts in the next year, in 2024?
I love that you've identified the Fed has an explicit target for inflation. We're trying to get the inflation rate down to 2%. it got up as high, the headline inflation, as 9%. We made a lot of progress in 23. Hopefully, we'll continue to make progress in 24 to get down to target. We've had this euphoria that broke out in the stock market when they perceived that the Fed was deciding that it was going to be looser. I think maybe they got a little ahead of themselves, because what the Fed's decisions are about meeting by meeting. We don't decide things in the future. We're going to see what the conditions are. If inflation continues to come down to target, then the Fed can reconsider how restrictive it wants to be. But if inflation turns around and starts going back up, it just feels like people might have got a little too ahead of themselves.
Well, and clearly it was perceived that you thought that, because after the Fed Chairman Jerome Powell talked and said it may become appropriate to begin dialing back, and this is a topic of discussion, Reuters had a write-up, says Goolsbee confused by market reaction to Fed Chief's rate cut remarks, saying we don't debate specific policies speculatively about the future, which I guess is what you're saying right here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying here. It's not a contradiction to what I saw Jay Powell's press conference. He didn't say anything that I disagreed with. The
reaction
what
to
the
it.
The market's reaction seemed to not be rooted in how the FOMC actually works.
Well,
that
listen,
is, the Open Market Committee decides on today's policy. They don't decide on what are we going to do and commit ourselves 6 months from now. That's not how it works.
This is on the edge of politics, but it still falls under the Fed. The market's clearly getting this boost from all the talk about possible rate cuts in 24. And critics would say that you're putting your finger on the scale in an election year to affect how the economy looks. Kevin Hassett held your previous job when you were at the Obama administration. Here's what he said on Larry Kudlow.
Inflation's not under control, but what is under control is the Federal Reserve, and it's under control by the Democrats. You have to understand that. And so what's going to happen is that they're going to juice the economy in an election year by giving us rate cuts for Joe Biden.
Is he wrong?
I don't. That's not. You can see the minutes of the Federal Open Market Committee, and you can see it's not about politics. So I think he's wrong alleging that that's a political moves. What drives the Fed's decision at this point is we have met the employment side of our mandate and we have failed on the inflation side of the mandate. Like I say, we've been making progress, and the thing that will determine whether we can loosen or be less restrictive and consider that is whether we're getting inflation down.
Yeah.
If not, you will not see, in my opinion, I don't think there will be justified any rate cuts unless you see progress on the inflation.
Last thing, are you concerned the price of gold's going up to 2050? That may signal this uptick in inflation.
Well, from the market, I don't think that the market going up that they're being happy. We got to be careful not to get in a circle. The market's going up because they think they're going to cut. It doesn't work the other way. We should not be bullied at the Fed, in my view, by what the market wants. That's not in the mandate. The mandate is get the maximum employment and get the inflation rate down to 2%. Doesn't say anything about make the stock market happy.
Austin Goolsbee, we appreciate your job, different than a previous job that I've talked to you about in this vein, but thank you for talking about the U.S. economy.
It's great to see you again, Brett.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.